county development plan can't preclude against any development as such. Like, we've had it with mining ourselves in the past, and we did get stuff put into the current county development plan, which affects the processing of gold mining. But you can't ban things, basically, is what you're saying within that. And the council executive was keen to stress that. And I suppose the key thing then, when you look at that, was that you can look at it. I suppose they use the analogy of a sieve analysis. So when you're trying to do something, you put it into your sieve. It's like sieving flour, and you know, not everything gets through, and every application is viewed on that premise. So with regards to this, we have a huge amount of designated areas in North Leitrim. We have special areas of outstanding natural beauty. We have areas of high visual amenity. And all of these are included within the plan. So that kind of is a buffer, or basically a deterrent to over-development or unsuitable development, without actually saying you can't or you can ban something. In relation to changing the county development plan, there also is the argument that you will be seen just to be doing a particular thing to block a particular development, and that would actually come against us then down the line if appeals were made from Broad Pranala. So there's a whole, you have to follow due process, and I have to give credit to the county. Now, there are issues which we have to deal with that came up at yesterday's meeting that will be readdressed at the next meeting, so we'll be in a better position to outline where we stand, but that's where we are at the moment for it.
And I guess a key point as well, councillor, is that people will hear that, and it's important, I guess, to outline that the you know, the council is in no way against harvesting wind energy, but it's just very particular in the areas it should be done in, because there are other things that need to be done as well, which is such as like protecting areas too.
Yeah, completely, and that's what the county development plan has set out to do. I mean, it's not, you cannot say no to certain things, and we do have requirements. We've all signed up both as an executive and as a councillor to hit targets for 2029-2030 in relation to production of renewable energy and the figures that have to be hit with that. But equally, it's like, as someone said to me, you can't go and put a hydroelectric dam at the bottom of Glencairn Waterfall either. I mean, we just have to follow due process with this, and we have to make sure that we protect the area and that the developments that are proposed are both suitable for current requirements and also for long term, for people in 5 and 6 generations' time, when the ramifications of whatever is done, you know, they will come back and say, well, this is the wrong thing to do. Because I'd be very mindful of that. We only have, you know, we're only driving the bus, any of us, for a certain amount of time. And what we do, the imprint we leave, is extremely important. The follow on from that, and to hit our target, something I'm very passionate about myself, is community-owned projects, whether they be renewable or community powered. That's really the future, I would see. Because then you're creating an industry that benefits the entire community directly and can be sustainable going forward.